100.7 WHUD, one great song after another. And this is the first Adele opening for Rob Astorino, the Westchester County Executive. Good morning, sir.
She always opens for me, no?
Oh, is that right?
I didn't realize that. At the county center. No, she wasn't there. How you guys doing?
Good.
Well, we're
How
doing okay.
You?
How are you doing at the Emergency Management Center?
I'm starting to lose my voice. No, it's going well. I mean, it's just the crews are out there doing their thing, and we've had extra police on since late last night. And, you know, I can say we've been kind of lucky because it really hasn't been a blizzard. It's a snowstorm, and we haven't had many outages, so that's always the big variable. And because everything was sort of preempted, schools were closed last night. The most people made, you know, extra plans to not go into work, and otherwise we'd have confusion all over the place. But most people are home today, so it's allowing the crews to do what they need to do.
Right, no surprises here. And what are you hearing? You know, our weatherman says maybe 1 foot, maybe 2 feet of snow.
It depends on what Stella wants to do. She's not apparently going to hang out in New York City today, so she's coming up to the burbs to see how we're doing. And if she stays up here, then we're going to get a lot of accumulation. I hope she leaves. Nothing personal, but I hope she doesn't hang around. But I have breaking news for you guys.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's hear it.
Now, the county golf courses were supposed to open tomorrow, and for some reason we're not going to open them up.
Darn.
But we're thinking of opening the pools.
Very good.
Oh, you have lots of time to work on material this morning.
You see, I don't know what else to do with myself.
Were the golf courses really scheduled to open tomorrow?
They were. The golf season is supposed to open tomorrow. And in the past, we've been able to do that. Last year, they were out there. And, you know, we've had some 60-degree weather in March. And, you know, people will sneak out on the golf courses when it's warm enough. They're not supposed to, but they do. But, of course, tomorrow, I don't even care if you use an orange ball, you're not going to be able to play.
If they sneak out tomorrow, we're going to see them.
Yeah, we're going to see them, and we'll throw snowballs at them.
We're talking with Rob Astorino, the Westchester County Executive. So the advances in weather forecasting have made it such that everybody knows what's coming, you know, 2 days in advance, if not longer. So are there any surprises that have popped up, or so far so good?
No, so far so good. You know, we had some accidents early in the morning, like in the 5 o'clock and 6 o'clock hours. People did try to get their way to the city or wherever they were going. But since then, it's really been pretty deserted out there, which is great. Again, you know, the biggest variable always is whether or not you get the outages. And we literally, I think last check, we had 26 scattered outages. So that's very, very manageable. You know, the big point of the day is when do people start going out and shoveling? And it's just a reminder, again, we've seen this every snowstorm. People who are in no condition to shovel try to go out and do so, and that's when the emergency rooms get full. And check on a neighbor. You know, if you've got an elderly neighbor or somebody who is isolated, please do whatever you can to see that they're okay.
Good advice. Rob Astorino, Westchester County Executive. And it's true, when I was coming in this morning around 4:30, I saw so many cars on the road, and I thought, well, it's that little window. Like, I think I can beat out the storm and get to work. And I'm sure many people either pulled over or turned around and went back, because it's snowing hard and fast. Crazy day. All right, well, appreciate you being available to us and giving us your good guidance today. And I know you probably won't sleep till much later tonight.
Casey and Mike, thank you very much.
All right, just give us one more, just a reminder to the listeners about what they should do for the rest of the day, especially your Westchester County residents.
Listen to 100.7 WHUD.
Oh, I couldn't agree more.
Wow.
That's it.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay.
Right, bye-bye.
Take care, guys. Bye-bye.
From the Emergency Management Center in Valhalla, that's the County Executive, Rob Astorino.
And I think it's a law now in Westchester, you must stay tuned to the radio. This station,
if it isn't
Westchester.
A law, we're going to have somebody promoted in the legislature. Yeah, that's a good idea. Thank you. It's 8:25, Mike and Casey, traffic time.
Brought to you by Suburban Carding. Now you can order a dumpster online from your computer or smartphone at SuburbanCarding.com. That's SuburbanCarding.com.
All right, Candy Roth is here with our traffic update for Mercedes-Benz right in White Plains. They have exceptional offers. They actually have their spring sales event underway, so you can drive the car of your dreams for less than you'd expect. Visit online at mbyplains.com. Here's Candy.
Well, we are slippery.